everyone. Welcome back. You're here for another episode of Ad Hominem, the podcast of illogical debate. It's me, your boy Joel, and one of my guys, Tyler. You're here, right?
Yeah, I'm here, but it looks like we might be missing another guy.
Yeah, we had a guest who was going to come on this week. He had an emergency.
So hopefully he gets better from that emergency.
We're trying to get him back on the books. Sorry if you're from the Spoilers Digest and came to hear your man Joe. Anyway, you are, again, listening to Ad Hominem, the podcast of illogical debate. Welcome. We're kind of going back to how we were in episode one. It's just me and Tyler with the standard topic deck. Well, originally this was probably going to be a short one because our guest would have been on a tight schedule. But since he's not here, it's going to be a short one because I can't think of anything to say. And because without a guest, we're just going to go back to that old format of doing the best 3 out of 5 debates.
Well, hopefully we get some good debates in here, though.
If you did like the longer episodes with the 5 debates, next week, the week after this one, you'll be hearing from Whitney Nelson of the Historical Hotties podcast. And that is a show that is worth listening to because they actually do go over history facts, even if it is a dumb debate.
Ooh, I like the sound of that. I love dumb debates.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, especially if they're illogical.
Well, these are a bit more logical, even if the concept is kind of just a little funny. They talk about which historical figure from some category is the biggest babe.
I mean, Abraham Lincoln was just a hunk, man. Come on. That tall hunk.
Well, you know, I don't know if they've done a president episode. So we're excited to have her on because her show is pretty great. It's also a debate show. So we kind of have, like, this common understanding going in. It should be a pretty good episode, I think. Enough of that. Let's start our episode right now, our show.
Sounds good to me.
For those of you who are just tuning in for the first time, this is Ad Hominem, the podcast of illogical debate. The premise of the show, I made a card game. I'm trying to get it playtested, promoted, published, etc. It's fun to listen to and watch people play, so I thought, there's got to be some way I can make my life more difficult in order to promote this. And here we are. When you hear me talking about things like the method deck, I'm referring to logical fallacies that we are going to force ourselves to use as assigned to us by random cards. And when I refer to the topic deck, I'm referring to random topics I threw into this for playtesting purposes. Tyler, since it's just us, there's not going to be a judging round this time. Let's go ahead and get this show on the road. All right, so our topic to start with, superheroes, protectors of justice, or dangerous vigilantes? Tyler's going first, so he thinks that superheroes are protectors of justice. I don't. Oh, yeah, one thing before we get started. Based on some attempts to clarify the rules that were made, there has been a change made to how questions are going to be handled in this game. Questions, now the way they work, it used to be that you could just, like, throw them out in the middle of your turn and the other person would have 30 seconds to answer or until you just wanted them to shut up. We've kind of changed it a bit. Now, the questions are meant to bookend turns. So if it's the beginning of your turn and you have a question you want to ask your opponents, then you get to ask the question. They still have 30 seconds to answer. With this way, your debate time has not even started yet. We clear on that?
I think so.
All right, that may not come up, but in case it does,
I think it might just come up here in a minute. We'll see.
Okay, it might not come up, but if it does, it's a change to the rules that I'd like to play test. So we're going to throw it in for this episode.
Okay, well,
you're going first.
My question to you is that every single superhero out there, what does it mean to be a superhero? What does it mean? What does it mean to be a Batman? Has Batman been a real person this whole time? Is it possible that the concept of vigilantism is just the concept of protecting one another? These questions boggle my mind and make me wonder. All I can do is ask a series of questions and hope that I can come up with the appropriate answer. Batman, is one of the most epic superheroes of all. He has no powers, but yet, is it possible to be truly a Batman? A noble man such as that, who would fight crime just with no issues and just totally like a saint? A saint with Batwing.
Well, I understand your position. You really seem to like your superheroes. I just have one problem with this, and that is your idea that vigilantes are just people who protect other people. A vigilante is someone who takes the law into their own hands. In other words, they are declaring themselves judge, jury, and executioner. And you know what? There are times, even in the comics, when the heroes are wrong. And that's the sort of thing that we don't actually go after people without evidence, because if the police get the wrong guy, they've got a mess on their hands, and then they've wasted a whole bunch of resources trying to track down someone who didn't do it.
You say that they're vigilantes and that they're horrible, horrible, but I question that. What truly is a vigilante? What does it mean to be a criminal? What does it mean to break the law? Especially if you're doing it to protect others. What does it mean to defend the innocent? These questions, they boggle my mind, and I'm sure yours. But I feel as though you feel as they're somehow evil. But they're not. They're just somehow protectors. I wonder.
I don't really think superheroes as a concept are evil. I just think in practice, they're dangerous. If you got someone who's operating outside the law, even if he is putting a dent in crime, elect Two-Face for mayor, then you're still dealing with a pretty big problem. And that is, they don't always go after the right guy. Also, your idea that they're protecting people, and should that be illegal? No, protecting yourself and your own, that's totally legal. We have this concept called castle doctrine. It doesn't extend to the entire city you live in, just your legal residence.
Let's see, are we all possibly just criminals on the inside? So therefore, I would have to wager, if that is true, does that not make us all potential criminals? Villains for superheroes to beat up? Then too, is it possible that the superheroes aren't beating up anyone who is truly innocent, for none are truly innocent? I wonder. Therefore, they would be totally not vigilantes, but rather just arbiters of justice, beating the crap out of hobos in the street who just deserve it because...
It sounds to me like you really don't have a good sense of right or wrong if you think that everyone deserves to get beat up because everyone's done something wrong in their lives. I think, really, that kind of attitude is the only kind of attitude that makes someone deserve to be beat up. So take your wrong attitude, your weird obsession with vigilantes, and go somewhere else where a vigilante can beat you up for you supporting vigilante justice. Hashtag police brutality.
All right, do I get one more argument, or?
You opened, so no.
Yeah, okay, so I just wanted to...
Well, what were you playing?
Do what?
What was your argument?
I have no argument. I just...
Your fallacy.
Mine was the one of many questions.
Fallacy of many questions.
Yeah.
That is... The one assuming information that is either false or unconfirmed is true. Yeah, I think that applies to pretty much any philosophical debate which you tried turning this into. I had ad hominem, which made up my closing argument.
Yeah, the name of the game.
Yeah. Attack your opponent's character or personal traits to try and undermine their argument. Again, my entire closing. So, that was debate one. Time now for our next debate. You know, I said we were going to play from the deck, but you want to do a user-submitted question?
Yeah, that sounds fun to me.
Okay, the question is, should Can I and may I be interchangeable? I say yes, you say no.
Should can I or may I be interchangeable?
Yeah, so like, you know when you were in elementary school and you'd say, can I go use the restroom? And your teacher would be an asshole and say, I don't know, can you? And you're just sitting there about to wet yourself because your teacher will insist on this difference.
Okay.
Okay. You understand?
See, yeah, I get it. You got the guy who's horrible at grammar trying to, yeah, let's just do this.
So I'm going first.
Yeah, yeah, ow.
We all know the situation. It's sort of like I described earlier. You are in a place, you need to do something, you got someone who you got to go through in order to do that something, and you're not thinking about grammar right now because you're facing a potential emergency situation. And you say, hey, can I go do this thing? And they're like, I don't know, can you? Because apparently that's funny to some people to watch you make grammar mistakes and stuff. I don't know why people find that funny, but they do. And it's just one of those things, you know? You either are understanding and are okay with people mixing them up every once in a while, because they're probably only asking you because it's an emergency, or I'm out of time.
I would love to have seen some citation on some of them points. I don't think you cited yourself once, my friend. I can't accept any of that information just because there's not a proper citation to a proper website anywhere in your argument or any kind of article that I can actually look at and be able to confirm that everything you said was accurate and reasonable. Therefore, everything you had to say only confirms my suspicion that these are not interchangeable. And therefore, I just think you're wrong.
According to almost every grammar TED talk I've ever heard, our language is constantly evolving. And so, here's my opinion on this. You either are an old person stuck with old ways who can't learn to adapt to anything, or you're okay with people changing up can I and may I. There's no in between. Get with the times. Also, to your point, any way you argue this, it's mainly going to come down to anecdotes and appeal to emotion. So, who cares about sources?
All right. Well, unfortunately, my friend, I just can't accept the TED Talk thing. They're just a bunch of crazy liberals just throwing out crazy shenanigan bull. This obviously means that your argument's invalid as a result. They just make up shit as they go along and just hope people believe them. I mean, nothing from TED Talk is actually reasonable these days. Just a bunch of crazy people hoping that you won't pay attention to the evidence behind them. So, therefore, I can't trust this information since they've probably been wrong about things in the past. Gotta just call that as it is. Just people being crazy on stage just to get your attention and be like, look, I'm somewhat presentable, but not really. Just can't accept your source, man. Can't accept your argument as a result.
Well, you know, your inability to accept TED Talks, which are mainly there to present new research, that just kind of proves my point. You're stuck in the old times. You can't adapt to the new. Tyler, I don't think you're able to adapt. And like I said, you're either able to adapt to change or you're not. And since you're not, that's really the only reason I can think of that you would not be cool with someone switching these up.
Ah, man. Well, that was very, very painful, man, saying that I can't adapt. But, you know, if we were talking about adaption, then shouldn't you have more than one source from a unreputable location? It feels like you're more the one who can't adapt here. I need you to go ahead and give me a little bit more reliable source. I don't know, like Fox News. Everyone can rely on Fox News. You know, they're just a good, reliable source of information. And since you don't have anything from them, I mean, I just can't accept what you have. It's a horrible, horrible, horrible argument. Have a good one, man. You know, you got anything else to say, man? I suggest you try to convince me here, but I just feel like Your argument's just invalid, man. Got any rebuttals?
Tyler, you know that's unfair because that's the end of the debate.
I know.
let's see. I read first last time, so... No, you did.
Fox News being reliable.
Wait, no, you read first last time, so I'll read first this time. So I had moral equivalence, compare minor misdeeds to major atrocities. I kind of played that more like a black and white than a real moral equivalence situation. And yeah, I kind of guessed that was your fallacy.
Yeah, it kind of worked out. I kind of got you into that corner where you kind of actually tried to cite yourself, and therefore I had to just throw out the...
Yeah, anyway, what's your fallacy?
My fallacy is the genetic fallacy, accept or dismiss evidence based purely on its source. And I just can't accept that TED Talk. It's just an unreliable source. I mean, Fox News, on the other hand, that is a good source. So reliable. All right. Oh.
Man, I could have played that fallacy a bit better. Time to move on. Tyler, you know what time it is?
Oh, time for my hourly checkup at the doctor's?
Hourly? What the heck? No.
What?
It's time for our last debate, Tyler. We're down to it.
Oh, amazing.
I know, right?
I wonder who's won these debates. It must have been. No, it's been me. How dare you?
Okay.
Either that or Austin won.
Yeah, Austin won this episode, guys.
Yeah,
congratulations, Austin. For winning an episode you didn't participate in. Good job.
I've heard weirder things to happen.
Final debate. Stronger monster. Vampire or werewolf? I am Team Vampire. Not Team Edward. Team Vampire. And Tyler is Team Werewolf. But he is totally Team Jacob. That is the guy's name, right?
I don't watch Twilight.
And it is time for me to begin. So, vampires. They suck. Not in the bad way. They literally suck. Like, they will bite people in the neck and then drink the blood as it comes out. That's how cool they are. That's how they eat. That is how they maintain themselves. It's by killing a man and draining him of blood. You cannot tell me of a cooler way to hunt. No other blood predator is that efficient at blood predator-ing. Maybe if you got a leech to the size of a human or a bus, they could do it. But a vampire? They don't need to be supersized. They just need to dig themselves out of their own grave after they've been assumed dead. And that's the other thing about them. They're not even really alive. They are dead people who came back specifically to kill other people. Savage.
Now, if anything has taught me how cool werewolves is, it was, Underworld? That show really showcased how badass a werewolf can really be, if you know what I mean. But many stories of werewolfism have all demonstrated that they usually kick the ass of any vampire. Because a sissy little vampire who glitters in the sunlight usually would get his ass beaten by a bigger, stronger, and usually more buff-looking dude. You know, little emos, vampires, really kind of suck. No, seriously. They kind of suck, as in, like, they're terrible at being what they are. Not intimidating. That's for sure. Ultimately, they're just rich dudes who live a long time and have a creepy obsession with underaged girls. Sorry, man.
Alright, I feel like you're referring to one specific vampire who we already discussed is not a real vampire. Also, wasn't Underworld about vampires kicking werewolf ass? I'm pretty sure that was, like, at least part of the movie. You know what? Who cares about their preferences? All we really need to look forward to is keeping yourself locked in at night, because no one's safe. Once they come out to play, they get permission to enter your house. You don't even have to open the door. They're inside. Because they can turn into, like, vapor or something. Also, werewolves. They hunt down their own families. It's part of their, like, official lore. They don't hunt down other things. They hunt down their relatives. Lame.
That was a bad argument. The fact they kill
everything, not just their family. They go after anything. They'll kill a rat. They'll kill anything. They're hungry for the flesh of anything that's not got its heart stopped. I mean, they're just going to rip that thing out. They'll eat their best friend. They'll eat anything, really. They're just really savage. The only thing they don't eat is other werewolves, because that's how badass they are. As for vampires, really, something that you have to actually be asked to let in? Sorry, man, but it's a black and white. Werewolves are just better. I mean, simple as can be. Werewolves are badass. Vampires are just emo. And not the cool emo. The kid next door who just wishes he was cool and probably just is sad and pathetic and scrawny. I'm sorry.
I've seen a werewolf before. You know what he did? He rolled over and let me rub his belly because I had bacon. I've never seen a vampire, but I've read somewhere that if vampires were real, they would take over the world in a matter of days, because that's how efficient they are at killing stuff. And then not only killing stuff, converting others to their side in the act of killing them. Vampires could take over the planet and then go take over other planets because they don't need to breathe in outer space. They don't need to breathe at all. They're vampires. They're already dead. The cold vacuum of space isn't going to hurt them. They can just go fly to other planets. They got all the time in the world because they're immortal. And then they can go start the whole process over again on other worlds. Vampires are the real alien invaders you need to watch out for.
That sounds like a cute, fancy story. Except everything that vampires can do, werewolves can do, plus turn into a giant, vicious werewolf. I kind of go with the werewolves. Especially once they learn how to unlock all their abilities. They're even more vicious. More terrifying. And even stronger than a vampire. In fact, pretty much when they're hungry, what do you think they eat? They just rip them damn wings off and go, and rip that heart out and just start chewing on it. Because it just tastes so good. The fact of its tears salting up that heart, of how horrible a vampire is. Clearly, werewolves are superior, black and white.
Alright, and that was, which monster is stronger, the vampire or the werewolf? I think I made a pretty solid case, especially with my lame werewolf story. That may have just been a regular wolf, I can't remember now. But that's not important anymore. Read your fallacy first.
Mine is black and white, insists there are only two sides or possibilities, when in fact there could be many. And my argument was, there's only one possibility. Werewolves are the best.
And I had anecdote, use personal experiences or isolated examples as evidence instead of supplying research to support a claim. And that was that. The only issue now is waiting to hear who was better at being illogical.
Well, I was clearly better at being illogical.
It was me, guys.
It was me.
Guys, don't listen to him.
No, I'm the best. I'm the sexiest one, too.
Okay, we all know that's not true.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Look at me and my unkept beard and my frilly hair that just goes off in the craziness like that guy on the History Channel. Man, I can't even get my hair like his. I tried.
All right, so I'm on their thing. It looks like the Nelson sisters have not done a president's episode on historical hotties.
Oh, my. But maybe you can do that as a theme.
No, I've got a better theme in mind. So, yeah, she'll be coming on with me and Austin, and if you want to go listen to historical hotties, here are some things that they have done debates over. Who is the hottest glam rock guy? Who is the hottest con artist? Those are just the first two episodes. Who is the hottest botanist in history? Hottest ghost? Hottest pirate? Hottest rebel? Hottest composer? Time changers? Comedians? Those are all things you can go hear who had the hottest hottie of history by going over to Historical Hotties and then, of course, coming back here next week to hear Whitney Nelson of Historical Hotties on our show.
Sounds fun.
Yep. So we should be wrapping up, though. Thank you all for listening, and we hope you enjoyed this one. It was not what we intended to do, but I think we still got some good content out of it. You can find us on the internet if you go to either Twitter or Facebook. On Twitter, you can follow the company account at Incitement Games. And on Facebook, we are trying to get a group going called the Group of Illogical Debate. Come join the conversation, and while you're there, why don't you pick up the latest print-and-play copy of Ad Hominem, the Game of Illogical Debate. That rule change I discussed at the beginning that didn't get used. Yeah, it's in there. Don't worry. And while you're there, you can meet some other people who like the game, or the show, or both, and talk to them, talk to us. It's all great. But if you're on Twitter, or just on Facebook but not in the group, you can, of course, as usual, use the hashtag AdHominemCast to reference the show. Alright, so we have also this week the results from last week, or not last week, the week before, whenever Tyler was last on. So we need to announce real quick who won those debates. I'm trying to come up with some good way to compile this information from both Facebook and Twitter. Maybe at some point we'll only post the polls on one service or the other. Anyway, let's just read from Twitter for now, and then we'll go to Facebook in a minute. For debate one, was Katniss Everdeen in the X-Men? Paraphrasing. That one went to Eamon with 67% of the vote. Debate two, was Kevin Bacon a serial killer? That one went 50-50. Debate three, was Sean Ashmore both in X-Men and the video game Quantum Break? 100% of people agreed with Eamon. Completely unanimous vote on that front. As for debate four, did I give you the actual Hogwarts house names? Yes, I did. That one went 50-50. And then debate five, did Disney hide penises in their stuff? Eamon once again got a unanimous 100% vote in his favor. Now, on Facebook, the results went the other way. So on Facebook, debate one, Tyler, you got 100% of the vote. Debate two, you also got 100% of the vote. Did you vote on Facebook, Tyler? You voted for yourself. Okay, debate three got a 50-50 split on Facebook. Debate four, 100% Tyler. Debate five, 67% Tyler. So, I guess, congratulations. Eamon, you won Twitter. Tyler, you won Facebook. It is time to sign off. And that means you all need to remember, as usual, debates aren't about proving your point. They're about asserting dominance over your opponent.